This article will be studied during the week of November 16th through 22nd. Sharing the good news in all the languages of the nations. Theme text. 10 men out of all the languages of the nations will take hold of the robe of a Jew. Zechariah 8:23. Song 84. Reaching out. Focus. Appreciating the role of Jehovah's people in the fulfillment of Zechariah 8:23.
Paragraph 1, question. Why is it essential for the good news to be preached in many languages?
Jehovah frustrated the efforts of the rebellious builders of the Tower of Babel by confusing their language. As a result, the human family was fragmented into language groups and scattered throughout the earth. But it is Jehovah's declared purpose to unite a great crowd out of all nations and tribes and peoples and languages and lead them through the Great Tribulation and into the New World. Revelation 7:9 and footnote and verses 10 and 14. This great crowd can call on Jehovah's name during the Great Tribulation because the kingdom message has reached them in a language they understand.
Romans 10:13 and 14 reads,
"For everyone who calls on the name of Jehovah will be saved. However, how will they call on him if they have not put faith in him? How in turn will they put faith in him about whom they have not heard? How in turn will they hear without someone to preach?"
What a privilege we have to share in that life-saving work.
Paragraph 2, question. What was the prophet Zechariah inspired to foretell?
Centuries before the Apostle John wrote the book of Revelation, Jehovah inspired the prophet Zechariah to foretell that many nations would join themselves to Jehovah and would become his people. Zechariah 2:11. Later in his prophetic book, Zechariah wrote, "This is what Jehovah of armies says. In those days, 10 men out of all the languages of the nations will take firm hold of the robe of a Jew, saying, 'We want to go with you, for we have heard that God is with you people.'" Zechariah 8:23. This exciting prophecy is being fulfilled in our day. Let us see how each of us can have a part in its fulfillment. Reaching 10 men out of all the languages.
Paragraph 3, question. Who today are represented by the Jew and who are represented by the 10 men?
The Jew in Zechariah's prophecy represents those whom God has anointed with Holy Spirit. They are also known as the Israel of God. Galatians 6:16. These have the heavenly calling. Hebrews 3:1. The 10 men represent humble ones who hope to live forever in paradise on earth. They come from all linguistic and national backgrounds.
Paragraph 4, question. What happened after Jesus appointed the faithful and discreet slave in 1919?
When Christ appointed the faithful and discreet slave in 1919, those making up that slave recognized that their commission was international in scope, one that would involve translating the Bible's message into numerous languages. Matthew 24:45. The Bible students had already been presenting the photodrama of creation to international audiences, but the faithful slave saw the need to do more. For example, the Bible study aid entitled The Harp of God, released in 1921, was eventually translated into 36 languages. In 1935, the great crowd was clearly identified, revealing the enormous scope of the work. Thus, during the first few decades of the 20th century, Jehovah laid the foundation for the witnessing work to expand and completely fulfill Zechariah's prophecy. Your people will offer themselves willingly.
Paragraphs 5 and 6, question. How is Isaiah 2:2 through 4 being fulfilled today?
As the good news continued to spread, right-hearted people were found among many language groups. As foretold, people from all nations were invited to Jehovah's house, so that they could be instructed about his ways.
Isaiah 2:2-4 reads,
"In the final part of the days, the mountain of the house of Jehovah will become firmly established above the top of the mountains, and it will be raised up above the hills, and to it all the nations will stream. And many peoples will go and say, 'Come, let us go up to the mountain of Jehovah, to the house of the God of Jacob. He will instruct us about his ways, and we will walk in his paths.' For law will go out of Zion, and the word of Jehovah out of Jerusalem. He will render judgment among the nations, and set matters straight respecting many peoples. They will beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning shears. Nation will not lift up sword against nation, nor will they learn war anymore."
In order to reach these potential disciples and care for them, God's people have offered themselves willingly not only to preach, but also to translate, to print, and to ship the life-saving message contained in our publications in an ever-growing number of languages. Psalm 110:3. In addition, computer programmers and other skilled workers have designed and maintained programs, including JW Library, as well as a multi-language website. People of all nations and language groups benefit from the spiritual food provided by the faithful and discreet slave. One way they show their appreciation is by providing financial support, making voluntary donations to the worldwide preaching work. As a result of this united effort, life-saving Bible-based publications have become available in over 1,100 languages, and each year, hundreds of thousands of individuals get baptized.
The picture collage for paragraphs 5 and 6 shows theocratic activity around the world. Jehovah sitting on his throne and an angel flying above the earth. A silhouette of the governing body at a conference table. A translation team. A brother in a printery inspecting newly printed Enjoy Life Forever books. A brother and sister showing a sign language video to a woman in the ministry. A mobile phone displaying the JW Library app. The picture caption reads, "People of all nations and language groups benefit from the spiritual food provided through the faithful and discreet slave." Paragraph 7, question. How are we affected by seeing the fulfillment of Revelation 14:6?
Jehovah's people are now equipped with tools that transcend language barriers. Under angelic direction, they are unitedly declaring everlasting good news to every nation and tribe and tongue, or language, footnote, and people.
Revelation 14:6 reads,
"And I saw another angel flying in mid-heaven, and he had everlasting good news to declare to those who dwell on the earth, to every nation and tribe and tongue and people."
When we see how the thrilling prophecies recorded by Zechariah and by John are being fulfilled in modern times, we are moved to trust Bible prophecy and to cling to the organization that God is using to proclaim the good news. A modern-day miracle.
Paragraph 8, question. At Pentecost, 33 CE, how did Jehovah reverse the effects of what he had done at the Tower of Babel?
On the day of Pentecost 33 CE, Jehovah revealed that he had the power to reverse the effects of what he had done at the Tower of Babel. He miraculously enabled Christ's disciples to speak in languages that they did not know. Why did he do so? In order to make known the magnificent things of God to an international crowd of God-fearing persons. Acts 2:11. Today, our publications enable us, in effect, to speak in the tongues of interested ones.
Paragraph 9, question. How can we help those who speak a language that we do not know to learn about the good news?
People need to hear the good news in a language that they understand. Consider this illustration. A person travels overseas, but he becomes seriously ill and needs medical attention. If he does not speak the local language, he will need an interpreter to help him understand what the doctor is instructing him to do to get well. Similarly, countless people today are suffering spiritually and emotionally, and they are in need of hope and comfort. The remedy they require is found in the Bible's message. When we meet someone, we can help him to receive that life-saving remedy in a language that he understands. We have the tools we need: printed literature, videos, and digital publications.
Paragraphs 10 and 11. Question. What do you learn from the experience of a brother named Robert and from the account in the box, A Refugee Finds Hope?
How can we effectively use the spiritual tools available to us? Note the experience of Robert, who speaks English. While doing harbor witnessing, he met a man from Turkey who was working on a ship. The man spoke little English, but accepted the brochure Good News from God in Turkish. Robert was thoroughly familiar with the brochure's contents, so he was able to direct the man to read selected portions in his language. The Turkish man then asked a number of questions about world conditions and was shown the Bible's answers in Turkish using the JW Library app. He exclaimed, "It is as if you knew my language." Robert relates, "We spoke for about an hour. During the conversation, it was clear that this man's respect for the Bible and his understanding of its message greatly increased." What a privilege we have to help sincere individuals hear God's message in the language of their heart. Something as simple as sharing a tract or an article on the JW.org website in a language that another person can understand could have amazing results. Why not make it a goal to prepare to share the Bible's message with those who do not speak your language?
The following is supplementary information. A Refugee Finds Hope. The picture shows a woman holding a Life in a Peaceful New World tract in the Hmong language. Joa, a Hmong refugee in the United States, had a difficult life. She did not speak English, and her husband did not allow her to read anything, even the Bible. She says, "I never felt peace or happiness." One day, an English-speaking sister left her the tract, Life in a Peaceful New World, in the Hmong language. Joa had never before seen or heard anything like the Bible's promises contained in this tract. She treasured its message, which gave her hope for a better life. For many years thereafter, she kept the tract hidden in her embroidery basket. She secretly read it over and over. Eventually, one of Joa's daughters learned the truth and brought her to a meeting held in Hmong. A Bible study was arranged, and Joa was finally able to join in worship with others who shared the hope she had discovered in that precious tract. Returning to the article.
Making Jehovah's name known among the nations.
Paragraph 12. Question. What effect does reading and studying the New World Translation have on Jehovah's people?
All of us depend on the work done by translators. Bible translation is not new.
The footnote reads, "The first translation of the Holy Scriptures, known as the Greek Septuagint version, was completed about 150 BCE.
Translators have worked tirelessly to ensure that the message of God's Word reaches more people. In recent years, a remarkable tool for unifying Jehovah's people has been the New World Translation of the Holy Scriptures. Note what an elder who serves in Nepal says about this translation. "Reading this translation in my language has made Jehovah more real to me. It has helped me draw closer to God and has strengthened my faith." The New World Translation is available, in whole or in part, in well over 300 languages. That is one reason why Jehovah's people are able to think and speak in agreement. They use this clear, reliable Bible translation that conveys the same message regardless of language. However, this translation does much more.
Paragraph 13. Question. Why do few modern Bible translations use God's name?
The New World Translation is one of the few Bibles being distributed in the 21st century that continues to honor Jehovah's name by using it throughout the Bible text. At the beginning of the last days, it was common to find the name Jehovah in many translations of the Bible, especially in the Hebrew Scriptures. However, the leaders of Christendom, who claim to represent God, have become increasingly opposed to making known or to using God's name, Jehovah. The leaders of the Catholic Church have removed it from their Bibles and from related literature.
The footnote reads, in 2008, Pope Benedict XVI directed that God's name is neither to be used nor pronounced in Catholic religious services, hymns, or prayers. See also The Watchtower of October 1, 1997, pages 16 through 18, paragraphs 4 through 8.
Most Protestant denominations likewise omit the name from their translations of the Bible. In contrast, the New World Translation consistently restores the divine name to its rightful place in the Scriptures, regardless of language. Why is this significant?
Paragraph 14. Question. According to the Scriptures, why is it important to know and to use God's name?
The Scriptures repeatedly highlight the importance of knowing and using God's name. The psalmist urges God's servants to praise the name of Jehovah. Psalm 135, 1. When teaching his disciples how to pray to Jehovah, Jesus directed them to say, "Let your name be sanctified." Later, while praying to his Father, Jesus said, "I have made your name known." Matthew 6, 9 and John 17, 26. The Apostle Paul quoted the words of the prophet Joel, who said, "Everyone who calls on the name of Jehovah will be saved." Romans 10, 13. People who use Bible translations that omit the divine name cannot obey these inspired exhortations.
Paragraph 15. Question. How do Jehovah's people feel about the divine name?
The vast majority of Jehovah's Witnesses have access to a translation that accurately conveys Bible truth, including the importance of relying on and praising God's illustrious name. They have grown to love that name and to rely on the one it represents.
Paragraph 16. Question. Why is it urgent to come to know Jehovah now?
The Bible foretells a showdown in the near future between the kings of the entire inhabited earth and Jehovah. Revelation 16:14. During that time, those who know Jehovah and honor his name will be kept safe.
John 17:3 reads,
"This means everlasting life. They're coming to know you, the only true God, and the one whom you sent, Jesus Christ."
See study note on "They're coming to know you."
But those who refuse to know him as their Father and God will be forced to know him in a different way. Jehovah says, "I will certainly magnify myself and sanctify myself and make myself known before the eyes of many nations, and they will have to know that I am Jehovah." Ezekiel 38:23. How happy Jehovah's people will be that they know him as their friend and not as their adversary.
Paragraph 17. Question. What privilege do we have?
What a privilege we have to play even a small role in the fulfillment of the prophecy recorded at Zechariah 8:23. We have the opportunity of working unitedly, not only with our brothers and sisters, but also with the angels in this multilingual preaching work. Jehovah is giving us the tools we need to reach people from every nation and tribe and tongue. May we use these tools effectively to help draw as many people as possible to our impartial, merciful, and patient God, Jehovah. It is our honor to share in this work until Jehovah's name is sanctified before all creation. How would you answer? Who are represented by the Jew and by the 10 men mentioned at Zechariah 8:23? What is making it possible for people from every tongue to learn about Jehovah? Why is it important for people to know and to use Jehovah's name? Song 57, Preaching to All Sorts of People. End of article.